In the 1950s and 60s, there were a lot of B-movies. They were about killer spiders. They were about Godzilla and Mothra. The younger children won't remember it, but my favorite is Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Imagine that. Produce with a vengeance. And it seems funny, and it makes us laugh that how could tomatoes attack us? But look at drugs. Used effectively by doctors, they cure us, they give us good health. A lot of them are products of flowers and plants. And how people, when we are weak and in a situation where we want to run, to be inoculated, to be sedated from the world and the problems that we face, how easy it is to have killer plants take away our freedom. The pain that comes to us in life when we are faced with dangerous situations must be faced head on. Winston Churchill had a great phrase, when you're going through hell, keep going. Don't stop. Because eventually you will come out. Remember that old trick question? How far can you walk into the woods? Only halfway, because then you are walking out. And so today, we had a beautiful saying of how Jesus began to cure this demoniac, a person who had his freedom taken away. Initially, I'm sure, by his bad choices, but then again by bad habits and by evil spirits. But we don't need evil spirits when we have bad habits. And it is so very easy when pain confronts us to inoculate and to sedate yourself from the pain by going both to substances and bad habits that eventually take away our freedom. They promise you a cure, but they take away your life. And the gospel is sometimes very straightforward. And in a way, it's like raising children. Sometimes you have to tell them the unvarnished truth. If you're not careful, you will get hurt. And sometimes there's nothing mom and dad can do. If you break a bone, if you do something to hurt yourself, we have to take you to the hospital to get better. And it's the same for us. Sometimes when we are faced with a painful situation and we want to run away, we have to be very careful that we don't run to a prison, a place where our freedom is gradually eroded. And the thing that we thought would cure us and would ease the pain will sometimes become more painful than the thing we are facing. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is a funny movie. But in real life, we can give up our freedom to substances and bad behavior, and that's no fun. So God understands our pain and our weakness, but He also gives us the unvarnished truth. Be careful what you choose, because it will not ease your pain, but only cause you more of it. And you were built for freedom. Sometimes you just have to grit your mouth, you have to be tough, and go through the painful situation. There is an end to it. You will come out on the other end with your freedom. Slava Isusu Christu.